1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Large differences still exist between Democrats and Republicans when it comes to funding the federal government. That's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's takeaway after a White House meeting. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats are making ridiculous demands.
$1.5 trillion on a seven-week stopgap funding measure. We're not going to do that. They know we can't do that.
Democrat Congresswoman Nikki Buzinski says the GOP needs to be open to extending tax credits for those covered under the Affordable Care Act.
Health care is becoming unaffordable, and it's unreasonable for the Republicans to not be addressing this and to be barreling us down what looks like a path to a shutdown,
which is scheduled to kick in at midnight tomorrow. President Trump unveils a peace proposal for Gaza. Israel's prime minister says he supports it, and Hamas is said to be reviewing it. CBS's Ed O'Keefe on some of what's in it.
Comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict that, among other things, calls for the end of the war immediately if the two sides agree, work towards redeveloping the economy of Gaza, allowing Hamas members who commit to peaceful coexistence to leave Gaza and head to other countries without harm once the hostages have been released and prisoners sent back to Gaza.
Shelby County, Tennessee, Mayor Lee Harris says the Trump administration's move to send National Guard troops into Memphis violates the state's constitution.
The Constitution requires an action by the state assembly before the National Guard can be deployed. It requires a rebellion. And so none of those things have taken place.
Elected officials in Memphis and Shelby County have taken legal action. The search is on for a motive in Grand Blanc, Michigan, after the deadly shooting and fire attack by a Marine veteran yesterday at a Mormon church. CBS's Ian Lee with someone who met Thomas Sanford recently.
Chris Johns, who is running for local city council, told us he met Sanford at his home last week while campaigning.
What was your first reaction when you met him?
He was very positive. You know, I have a special needs child. He has a child with a serious medical condition. We talked a bit about that, about just being fathers.
John said Sanford told him he was deployed overseas, and when he came home, became increasingly consumed with the Latter-day Saints.
Investigators say the suspect fatally shot four people and wounded eight others before police killed him. Another company is paying to settle a lawsuit with President Trump. CBS's Matt Piper.
YouTube has agreed to pay nearly $25 million to President Trump to settle a 2021 lawsuit that he filed. It was after the site suspended his account in the wake of the January 6th Capitol riot. That makes YouTube the last of the three big tech social media companies he sued to settle over his removal from their platforms. The others were Meta and then Twitter.
This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. With insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Final score, 40-40. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cowboys and the Packers battled through overtime, only to have the game end in a 40-40 tie. It was Micah Parsons' first game back against the Cowboys. What was his reaction to the draw?
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm pissed off. I'm very disappointed. You know, I even told Jordan to the side, you know, thank you for having our back today.
So the Packers are now 2-1-1 heading into their bye. Did the Packers do anything different? I asked Cowboys defensive lineman Kenny Clark.
Yeah, it was all the same. I mean, same stuff we expected. 1-2-1 is way better than 1-3.
Baseball, the Brewers beat the Reds 4-2. NBA, Bucks GM John Horst on the changes he and Doc Rivers made in the offseason.
He and I went into the offseason heavily focused on how can we maximize Giannis's impact on our team? How can we maximize the rest of the players that we acquire?
Giannis, unable to attend the press conference, he's grounded in Greece after testing positive for COVID. With sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy in the overnight, a little patchy fog forming as well. Light winds and lows in the mid-50s. Morning fog will give way to a mostly sunny sky for Tuesday. Enjoy the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. More clouds and mid-70s on Wednesday. Right now, it's 64.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, we'll talk to Dan Schaefer about the newest candidate for Wisconsin governor and Cam Stevenson from the nation's capital on the approaching government shutdown.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Jane says. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane, Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on YouTube and Twitter. Yes. Our multi-state.
Yes.
Text to win.
Mm-hmm.
Go for the green and gold. Contest is underway, and we're going to get to the keyword in just a minute. I do like to give you a couple of minutes if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, because that's the only way to get into this contest. Mm-hmm. You have to enter the keyword via the Civic Media app. So here's what you do. Go to wherever you get your apps. Maybe it's Google Play. Mm-hmm. Look for Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. It is
absolutely free.
And then when we give you the keyword, you will have until 10 o'clock, the rest of the hour, to text that in. Up for grabs, our daily prize through this week, every day this week. Our daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry.
My goodness.
And then everyone is in the running for the grand prize, 2 club level indoor seats. This is crucial. Club level indoor seats to see Green Bay in Minnesota November 23rd at noon. We also give you a gas card to get you to and from the game. It's worth $1,550. Nice prize.
Wonderful.
So we stick around for that. We're going to give you the keyword in just a little bit. But again, wanted to give you a chance to download the app if you do not have it yet. Shelley Pittman, Civic Media's news director, is going to be joining us after 9:30. Little recap of the weekend news and also what is coming up this week. Mm-hmm. Hour number two, our friend from UW-Madison, David Drake, who is in the wildlife program.
Yeah.
And this is not, unfortunately, it's about PFAS in our ducks.
Yes, in our ducks.
In our ducks.
In our ducks.
And so now they are asking you to limit your consumption of ducks because of this. So we're going to talk to David Drake about that. Also, they're on the move, the Monarchs. So just look over your head, and I guess you can wave as the Monarchs start heading back to Mexico.
Okay.
It's a long flight.
They're used to it. They're good.
There's so little.
Yeah, less. If I'm flying, I'm going to be really tired. But this few
you think
ounces.
They got
ounces.
That?
Oh yeah,
no problem.
Oh yeah.
David Drake here in hour number two for Audio Sorbet after 10:30, where we like to lighten things up and get away from the news. Today is National Coffee Day.
Oh, you say?
It's National Coffee Day. By the way, coffee prices are only up 20%.
Boy, howdy.
But we wanted to talk about, do you drink coffee? Not everybody drinks coffee. I know Pat's producer, Parker, doesn't drink coffee.
I didn't start drinking coffee until later in life, so we'll talk about
that
as well. So
we'll be talking about, when did you start drinking coffee? Are you a coffee drinker? Do you not? I have a good friend, who only drinks decaf. I know. And I'm like, that kind of, there's, but then what's the point? Because she likes the way it tastes.
That's.
She's right. An aberration.
That's not the word I pick, but okay.
National Coffee Day today, we'll be talking about your coffee habits and whether or not you're going to cut back. Now that prices are rising and will likely continue to rise. We'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Cover Me edition. Stick around for that. That's coming up around 10:53. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
It's your phone.
Oh, boy.
Open up the Civic Media app right now.
It's exciting.
And text in the word.
What could that word be, everybody?
Snap. S-N-A-P, snap, is the word to text in right now. You have until 10 o'clock to text in the word snap, S-N-A-P, not nap. Judy, try again. From Wisconsin Rapids, but people are going fast and they're texting. So just take a little time, enter the word snap, S-N-A-P, and you are in the running for that daily prize of $200 in cash, gold jewelry. And then in the running for the grand prize, those tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd, indoor club level tickets.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
That's going to be a fun time.
It is.
Yeah.
Snap is the word. S-N-A-P. Enter the word snap via the Civic Media app. And good luck. Your next chance is going to be coming up with Tom Hartman in the 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock hours. Then with Todd in the 3 o'clock hour, Maggie Dawn, 5 p.m., Pete Schwabba wrapping it up. At 7 p.m., you have seven chances every day, starting with Pat Kreitlow.
And as a reminder, only for our keyword, only goes till 10.
Right.
Only until 10 o'clock.
Yep. You used to have the whole course of the show. Mm-hmm. Now it is just 1 hour. But again, we've given you seven chances.
Yeah, we've given you enough chances throughout the day, friends.
Snap is the word. S-N-A-P. Text that in on the app, just like Robert in La Crosse and Anne-Marie in Brookfield and Karen in Racine and Linda. And I could just go through these all day. Julianne in Cronwetter. Cronenwetter.
That doesn't feel like a place.
Cronenwetter.
Spell that for me.
K-R-O-N-E-N-W-E-T-T-E-R.
It's a village in Wisconsin.
Julianne from Cronwetter.
There we go. Okay, so we're looking.
Cronenwetter.
Okay, yep.
Where is it?
It is right next to Mosinee, next to, wow, all these wonderful places. Rib Mountain.
Yep. No, right now. Rib
Mountain. So, yeah, it's in that area there about, northwest. Or no, actually, I'd say, I'm sorry, there we go. Central
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
See what we learn in this program.
See what we learn. Oh my gosh. 8,353 people.
Love it.
Their main export, smiles. So
good luck. Robert LaCrosse, by the way, says I drink only black tea. All right.
All right.
You can join us after
Hey, you tea drinker too. I mean,
join us after 10:30 for audio sorbet and text in the word snap. Yep. S-N-A-P. You have until 10 o'clock. A couple other sports notes we wanted to start with. That Packers overtime game.
Hey guys, we're done.
40-40 tie with the Cowboys.
Blah. So if you go to civicmedia.us/shows, go to Matt and Aaron, go to this last Thursday's episode when the second hour, so that'd be the second posting. I don't remember the name of the episode off the top of my head, but if you listen to that episode, our discussion with Paul Noonan, at the end of it, specifically he says, there's no way the Cowboys win. Well, he was half right.
Well, yeah, that's true. They didn't win.
They didn't win. They didn't lose. We went full on European football and went for the tie. Sorry, Americans.
Could have been nil-nil.
Yeah, exactly. 40-40, great tennis score. I mean, that's wonderful too.
Sure.
But yeah, I saw the OT and it was winding down and it was 37-40. I'm like, oh my gosh, the Cowboys are going to win. And then I woke up this morning and I looked and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Because ties just don't really happen that often
in football. Not in professional football.
No. And I don't know, Calvin, if you can answer this for me, do they only do one overtime? Because I know in baseball, well, they'll do extra innings.
It's who scores first.
Yeah, so it's a long critiqued flaw of the NFL overtime system. it used to be whoever scored first, and then they changed it to both teams got it, or the other team got a chance to have the ball if the first team scored only a field goal.
What is this, peewee football?
Now they changed it to where both teams get a chance to possess the ball no matter what. But it can still end in a tie, which is different than college football, where college football has a completely different system where you just go back and forth until one team scores and one team doesn't, and then it ends. So it usually happens like once a season a game ends in a tie. So it's not uncommon, but it's definitely not.
It's pretty rare.
I guess I just don't understand, why is that sport of all sports? Like, why not just adopt what almost any other sport does, which is you do the overtime and whomever at the end of it has more points is the winner. And if there is a double overtime, you can do it. I don't know. Beyond that, I couldn't imagine double overtime in football, but you know, it seems so convoluted to, because as far as I remembered, it was always, as you said, Calvin, it was the first team to score in the overtime wins, period. That's it. Done.
Right.
Which I never liked, because I just don't think that's fair. But now it's like, well, we could do this and you do that. Just play football for however many time in the OT. And then at the end of that, there you go. Seems pretty simple.
Apparently not.
No, we get a tie instead. And I'm sure people in Wisconsin are like, this is great.
Well, yeah. That was last night's game.
Yep. Sorry. We're 2-1-1 now.
Yeah, if you stayed all the way up for that. On the really good side, the Brewers have locked up the best record in the league.
That's right.
Got to set a franchise record.
That's right.
They have now home field advantage.
That's right.
And a week off, which they need.
That's right, everybody. Yeah. The Brewers are somehow, I don't know, because this weekend was not stellar, but that's baseball. It's mathematics all the way. And I want to say something else. Shout out to the Brewers, because in that stand, the Reds also clinched the wild card. Yes. So the Brewers put their logo up so they could take pictures as well.
And that I'm was telling, a really classy thing
yes,
to do.
That is the Brewers all the way, in my opinion. And I say mwah to all the people involved in that, because I saw that at first. I'm like, I don't understand what that is. Then I read, I'm like, that's so nice.
I mean, if you can find it, I think it's in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Yeah. There's a big picture of it. But yeah, they put up this great big graphic for Cincinnati and gave them a chance to celebrate too, which again, I thought that was just a class act.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the Brewers will begin the NLDS on Saturday. Our opponent will be the winner of the Cubs Padres wild card match, which starts today.
Okay.
And we'll know in a couple of days who they're facing. You know, as Paul put it, I think it would be best to have the Padres for many, many reasons. But yeah, we'll see what happens in those games, because it's going to be, it gets exciting.
This is exciting.
It's nice to not have to worry about like getting a wild, because that's what happened before. We get the wild card game.
And then we lose
and we're out, and it's like, we got the postseason. I'm like, yeah, sort of, but okay. But yes, very, very exciting. Very, very excited for the Brewers. One of my Brewers jerseys today. Thank you, Cassandra, on the live
stream.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you've had several compliments on that. And Kevin in Omro says, there were three ties last year.
Wow.
I did not know that, Kevin. Okay. Thank you for that. Okay, we do want to get to actual news things.
Oh, that's right. We're a radio show.
We are a radio show. A couple of changes as far as the governor's race here in Wisconsin happened over the weekend.
Yes.
One person is out. Another one is in.
I wonder who dropped out already.
Republican businessman Bill Berrien has dropped out of the race for governor. This is from the Wisconsin Examiner. Whitefish Bay manufacturer Bill Berrien dropping out, saying he does not see a way for him to win the GOP nomination. Berrien, who tried to compare himself to Donald Trump as a way of appealing to people, cited two reports from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week as his reason for leaving the race, saying they were, quote, clearly targeted to force me out of the race, unquote.
Okay, let's...
I have questions.
Okay.
So the Journal Sentinel, and this was Dan Bice, and this is what Dan Bice does. He's an investigative reporter, and he looks for muck.
He takes feathers and he ruffles them.
He does, and he's been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Journal Sentinel articles found that Berrien had scrubbed the accounts he was following online.
Yeah.
There's more details.
Yeah, well,
we'll get to in just a moment, so stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. We are coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
If you or someone you love is struggling, you are not alone. September is National Suicide Prevention Month. Call or text 988 anytime to connect with the Crisis Lifeline. A message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our multi-state text win. Go for the green and gold contest is underway. The word this hour to enter via the Civic Media app only is SNAP. S-N-A-P. SNAP is the word. You want to text it in right now. Up for grabs every day this week. $200 in cash, gold jewelry, and then you're in the running for the grand prize. Two indoor club level tickets for the Minnesota Green Bay game, November 23rd. Gas card to get you to and back. It's a pretty great prize.
That's a wonderful prize.
SNAP is the word, S-N-A-P. SNAP is the word. You have until 10 o'clock to enter that via the Civic Media app. Before we went to the break, we were talking about one person is in, one person is out of the governor's race here in Wisconsin. Bill Berrien, the Republican, has dropped out, saying it's because of the Journal Sentinel going after him and finding out he had followed some interesting people online. He followed a queer, trans, non-binary adult film performer, along with authors of sexually explicit essays. Berrien had entered the race talking about he's a conservative. Mm-hmm. He's got conservative family values. The Berrien campaign tried to downplay it this week. This from the Wisconsin Examiner, but it traveled across the internet. And one of the things was it's the going after people. It's the hypocrisy.
It's the hypocrisy.
It's the hypocrisy.
It's always the hypocrisy of it at all, folks. It's always that.
And he says, Berrien says, this was a major attack piece.
Mm.
And for what? For reading. Nothing illegal, nothing unethical, nothing immoral, just reading. Wouldn't you want your political and business leaders to be widely read? Yes, I would. And in my estimation, this was his opportunity to explain what he had learned from following these accounts.
Yeah. But there are also other ways of, well, first of all, like just like a number one, like when you're going to run for an office like governor and you are going to run as a conservative MAGA candidate, your social media better be squeaky clean from top to bottom. That's just all there is to it.
Well, that's the automatic go-to right now for anybody who is up for anything.
But my thought, too, is that, look, hey, you want to learn? Great. I love that. I want people to learn. I want people to understand that these individuals pose no threat to our democracy, no threat to our children, no threat to anybody in a grand conspiratorial scheme as they've tried to put out there. And yes, you can find out things from these individuals. I'm sure they'd be, I don't know these individuals. I don't know their online presence. But I would bet dollars to donuts that they have, you know, information they're trying to relay as far as what their experiences are in the world. But there are other official ways you can say where you can be like, hey, I've met with these people. I've met with a trans ally group to talk about these things so I can become better informed. I've spoken to these trans creators. I've spoken to these individuals who are in the sphere of what I do not support, but I want to. There's 1,000 better ways to do it than get uptight in your britches when the press does a tiny bit of digging in your social media, and now you want to turn it into, because the guy who says he wants to learn is now the guy saying, well, they're trying to do a hit piece. No, they're doing their job. They did the research. You don't like that. Own up to it.
And again, if you are following these various accounts to learn things, then tell us what you learned.
Yeah.
That could have diffused a whole lot of stuff. Give us your insights now that you have been following these. But instead, he tried to scrub them.
Mm-hmm.
Internet is forever.
Absolutely.
Internet is forever.
Yep.
And that didn't work.
Yes.
So Bill Berrien is out. Missy Hughes on the Democratic side is in.
And who is Missy Hughes?
Missy Hughes, the former economic development chief under Tony Evers, has jumped into the gubernatorial race. The 57-year-old, who again served as the CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019, stepped down from her post earlier this month. She says, I'm not a politician. That's the point.
Ah, yes.
To create a prosperous economy for the future in all 72 counties, we need a leader who knows what it takes to create jobs, support workers, and attract businesses. And I do want to say that at least under Governor Evers, especially during COVID, he spent a lot of resources and a lot of attention on small businesses in Wisconsin.
Because as politicians will tell you, they are the backbones of our nation.
Exactly. And Missy Hughes is the one who helped implement those policies.
And I'm going to, the story about her announcement will be in the show notes. Also, I'm going to look for the interview we did for her earlier this year, a few months ago, talking about her trip overseas with Governor Evers when new tariffs were being announced. So that will be in the show notes as well. When you go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Matt and Air on Air, and that will all be in today's show notes with the links you need for those discussions. But yeah, I'll put that in there as well. So you can get to know her
a little bit, and we will certainly make a reach and hopefully get her on the show. Yeah. We're going to have Kelda Royce on, is going to be joining us, I believe, on Wednesday.
Tomorrow at 10:06.
All right. So again, we're going to try and get as many candidates on as possible. We still got a long way to go before that.
We're more than a year out, folks. Hunker down.
It's election season in Wisconsin again. Okay. Yeah. News is coming up next. And then when we come back, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will be joining us. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, Locally Grown Radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
CBS News Brief. After a closed-door meeting between President Trump and party leaders and with a looming government shutdown, CBS's Ed O'Keefe says Democrats and Republicans...
They're miles apart, but what you heard Leader Schumer say is that he believes for the first time the president was made aware of some of the things that Democrats are offering, and he seemed open to potential negotiation.
President Trump and Israel's prime minister announce a possible plan to end Israel's war in Gaza. Youssef Munayer is head of the Palestine-Israel program at the Arab Center in Washington, D.C.
There is nothing in Donald Trump's behavior or Benjamin Netanyahu's behavior historically that would suggest that the Palestinians should have any confidence.
Five people are dead, including the gunman who, when he drove his pickup into a Mormon church in Grand Blanc, Michigan, opened fire and then set the building on fire. Police Chief William Renier.
At this time, what we know is everyone has been accounted for. We still are in the process of clearing out that church.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Final score, 40-40. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cowboys and the Packers battled through overtime, only to have the game end in a 40-40 tie. It was Micah Parsons' first game back against the Cowboys. What was his reaction to the draw?
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm pissed off. I'm very disappointed. You know, I even told Jordan to the side, you know, thank you for having our back today.
So the Packers are now 2-1-1 heading into their bye. Did the Packers do anything different? I asked Cowboys defensive lineman Kenny Clark.
Yeah, it was all the same. I mean, same stuff we expected. 1-2-1 is way better than 1-3.
Baseball, the Brewers beat the Reds 4-2. NBA, Bucks GM John Horst on the changes he and Doc Rivers made in the offseason.
He and I went into the offseason heavily focused on how can we maximize Giannis's impact on our team? How can we maximize the rest of the players that we acquire?
Giannis, unable to attend the press conference, he's grounded in Greece after testing positive for COVID. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's one of Pete's picks. I was late to the party with the original Dexter, but really enjoyed all 8 seasons. I'm really enjoying Dexter Resurrection. The show has the same mystery of its first incarnation, as well as the solid writing, but the Dexter character has evolved into a caring father, which complicates things for a serial killer. The talented cast that surrounds Michael C. Hall includes Neil Patrick Harris, Eric Stonestreet, Peter Dinklage, and Uma Thurman. It's worth a look. And in news almost nobody over 30 cares about, Selena Gomez and her fiancé, Benny Blanco, tied the knot after their 2-year courtship. The wedding took place last Saturday in California. Gomez announced the news on Instagram over the weekend. Taylor Swift was the flower girl and Martin Short was the ring bearer. Other celebrities who attended included Paris Hilton, and there were some celebs with talent who attended as well, including Steve Martin, Ed Sheeran, and Paul Rudd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy in the overnight, a little patchy fog forming as well. Light winds and lows in the mid-50s. Morning fog will give way to a mostly sunny sky for Tuesday. Enjoy the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. More clouds and mid-70s on Wednesday. Right now, it's 64.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by the executive director of Block, Angela Lang. We discuss the current state of the gubernatorial candidates here in the state of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Sweet Kelby coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are also in the midst of our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest. The word to text in via the Civic Media app only.
Mm-hmm.
Don't email us.
Don't.
And don't text it in.
Traditionally text it in.
Don't traditionally text it in and don't leave it on the live stream. That's not going to enter you. You have to do it via the Civic Media app. Text in the word SNAP. S-N-A-P. SNAP is the word. You have until 10 o'clock to text that in to be in the running for our daily prize. $200 in cash and gold jewelry.
Not snapped.
No, not snapped. Not S-N-A-P-P-E-D.
Mm-hmm.
Snap. S-N-A-P. And the grand prize, 2 club-level indoor seats. Indoor seats.
Mm.
To see the green and gold take on the purple November 23rd. And we get you a gas card there and back as well. Yeah. It's a pretty great. So enter the word SNAP. S-N-A-P. You have until 10 o'clock and good luck. Civic Media's news director, Shally Pittman, joins us every Monday at this time. She's joining us on the phone to give us a little update. Good morning, Shally. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. I know you are in transit, so we appreciate you making time. Lots of things going on. Right before we stopped down for the bottom of the hour news, we were talking a little bit about Missy Hughes, who has jumped into the gubernatorial race on the Democratic side, and Bill Berrien, who has pulled out on the Republican side.
Yep, I heard you talking about that. And hey, it's the fall before an election year, so of course there's news over the weekend to talk about. Missy Hughes is running for governor. She joins a growing Democratic field, and where she's about 10 days out from quitting her job as the head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or they don't like when you say this, but WEDIC. So there we go.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that because I've called it WEDIC for years, too, until I think it was when we were talking to Missy, and it's like, we don't call it that. It's like, oh, okay, I've been saying that for a long time.
I just finally heard that, actually.
But
habits die hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really do. But Missy Hughes has a long history in business, correct?
Yeah, she worked for 17 years as an executive at Organic Valley out in the Driftless region. I'm sure you've seen their milk and dairy products. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
It's a dairy cooperative in a state, in the dairy state. And, you know, she headed up WEDIC and over, she was kind of handed a lot to deal with, right? The pandemic, business recovery. She was also handed the Foxconn project.
Oh.
Which, you know, we're still talking about of what will become of those, that land, right? And data centers and everything else. But renegotiating that deal is something that she pointed to in her announcement.
It's so nice of you to call it a deal. I call it a boondoggle. The Foxconn con, essentially. But yes, you're right. Missy Hughes actually had to step in and make this into something, which they did. They made a deal with Microsoft. And that is a continually ongoing thing will happen. We'll see what happens with that. But then on the Republican side, as we mentioned, Bill Berrien is out.
Yep. He announced last Friday, kind of in the Friday news dump. I heard you reading from his announcement, and you know, I think that's kind of interesting, right? He said, I consider myself intellectually curious, and I thought it was a strength to read widely and show a broader intellectual interest.
Yep.
and said that, you know, the media had essentially painted a sensational picture of him following certain accounts and that this was the product of opposition research that started in January. So, you know, that was a quick run. But
it was, but
we again, hardly knew you, Bill.
Well, right. But again, I go back to if that was his explanation for following these accounts, which I think is legitimate, then then explain what you learned from following those accounts instead of trying to scrub them.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Dan Bice, right?
Dan Bice
is getting using the reporter, which I don't know if you personally have ever been the target of that, but using basic reporting that he is doing to say this is what has happened, this is what is out there, this is what I found, as a way of saying, well, it's because of the media. It's because, well, you said opposition research there and other people did the research and we found the information and there it is, and that's it. And I just feel like Dan Bice should not be the scapegoat here.
Well, and it's not. Opposition research has been part of politics for decades.
Centuries.
Right?
Centuries.
That's nothing new, Shelley, right?
No, that's a well-established part of the political process.
Yeah.
And I always appreciate a good Dan Bice article.
But, I mean, he shouldn't be surprised that they were digging around because that's what happens. Yeah. This is just, that's pretty standard in politics. And as Greg said, this has been going on forever.
It's been going on forever. So, like I said, Bill Bice, my goodness, sorry. So many names, so many people's names, everybody. Bill Barry, and we hardly knew thee, but we also, Shelley, got another very expected candidate dropping into the race last week with Tom Tiffany.
Yeah, it grew before it shrunk again in the Republican primary. Tom Tiffany announced on the Dan O'Donnell show, and then a day later had his launch event in a barn in Wausau. I was there. I joined WXCO reporter Isabella Nieto at this, frankly, very beautiful pastoral barn, in central Wisconsin. And, you know, he's going to be the front runner. He's a former state lawmaker, largely during the Walker administration. He's also a former dam tender. You guys know what that is?
A what tender?
A dam tender.
A dam tender.
Not the curse word. Okay, not the curse word. Actual physical dam.
Shelly,
I know what a dam tender is. I know what a dam tender, but for those who don't, let them know. Tell them and, you know, inform them.
It's something I've learned in the last several months. The dam tender is someone who makes sure that the dam is functional. Tiffany described it as, you know, the gubernatorial candidate Tom Tiffany described it as getting paid to walk his dog. I believe along the Willow flowage, right? But, you know, Wisconsin is also the state with, I think, the second worst record for dam failures. So, you know, everything has a wider focus. But,
so one could say that he's a dam failure.
Well, Greg.
I couldn't resist the wonderful play on words. Thank you.
I want to go back to, are we paying Tom Tiffany to walk his dog?
Well, he's no longer a dam tender. Oh. He's now a congressman, right?
Yeah. Oh.
But, you know, that's how he got his start. He got his start in local politics. He was a state lawmaker for many years during the Walker administration. Notably, one kind of the key policy I remember from him that ended up coming to fruition was lifting the mining moratorium in Wisconsin, and he ended up doing that in 2017. Former Governor Scott Walker signed the bill into law in 2017, but that ended kind of a two-decade-long run in Wisconsin of no new kind of exploratory metallic mining. So, yeah.
And if, by the way, if you're just joining us, we are joined by Civic Media's news director, Shali Pittman, joins us every Monday at this time just to do a little recap in case so much news happens now on a daily basis and it doesn't stop on weekends. So Shali is here to give us a little update on things. And we've been talking about Bill Berrien is out of the gubernatorial race. We have Wendy Hughes. Missy Hughes is in on the Democratic side. And of course, Tom Tiffany announcing as well. I'm curious, though, Shali, as far as Tom Tiffany's record goes, I'm curious as what he's going to tell people he did for Wisconsin as opposed to just things he stopped.
Well, you know, I'm not Congressman Tom Tiffany, but I know he touted things like Wisconsin's education record, or not touted, but pointed to Wisconsin's education record. You know, I think he listed a number of pretty straightforward Republican proposals. And, you know, I'm trying to remember. You can find her full article at WXCO, though, and you can also find the press video of the press from after his official announcement or official launch in a speech that he gave last Wednesday. So I encourage you to go and watch it.
Yeah, you can check out all that stuff at XCO. You can check out civicmedia.us/news. That will be that's a great website with all of the news from all over Wisconsin. And things like that also end up in Civic Media Today, which is the brand new newsletter that no one asked me to plug just now.
also, we haven't talked about the Popcorn King in a while. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss could get one wish partially granted regarding Michael Gableman, everybody. Remember Michael Gableman? So what's going on with Michael Gableman?
Well, he could lose his law license, at least for a couple of years or longer, or he could not. It's up in the air, but a referee appointed, a court referee has recommended that Michael Gableman lose his law license for 3 years. Of course, Michael Gableman, the man behind the taxpayer probe into the 2020 election, who alleged vast conspiracy in the presidential results, but was not able to find it. And of course, also a former justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The case to advocate for Gableman to lose his license was brought by the liberal legal outfit Law Forward. And in a statement last Friday, they said that a 3-year suspension of his license wasn't enough. And the final determination will be made by the state Supreme Court. His former, you know,
co-workers,
boss.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, but
I was trying to do the math.
And I just want to make clear too, at the beginning of when we talk about this too, this is something Robin Voss would like to see happen too, because it has been an embarrassment for Robin Voss because he's the one who appointed him.
Right.
And Robin Voss, because of everything that Michael Gableman did, which, as you said, Shali, just now, was taxpayer funded, led Robin Voss to say the 2020 election was safe and fine and Joe
and
Biden
secure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We're going to continue our discussion with Shali Pittman, Civic Media News Director, on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to the vast statewide, countrywide. Pick us up around the world on the app, the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Canopy, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, our resident young person, Calvin, on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just about 8 minutes left for you to enter our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest. The word to text in on the Civic Media app. Only. It's mm-hmm. the only way to enter. The word to text in by 10 o'clock is SNAP. S-N-A-P. The word is SNAP. S-N-A-P. Get that entry in. You're up for the daily prize. $200 in cash and gold jewelry. And the grand prize to club level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon. A gas card to get you there and back. It's a great prize. And so is the daily prize. SNAP is the word to enter by 10 o'clock. S-N-A-P. Spelling counts, and good luck. Civic Media News Director Shelley Pittman is our guest. She joins us every Monday at this time to do a little recap of the news, because so much happens every day now in the news. We wanted to talk a little bit about the environmental projects in Wisconsin. Shelley, what can you tell us about that, especially about this You had mentioned the mining now opening back up in northern Wisconsin. I understand there's some movement there.
Yeah, there's a lot going on interrelated with politics and the environment. So let's start with the mining exploratory drilling. So a Canadian mining company called Greenlight Metals says it's found gold and copper in exploratory drilling in the Chemaghan-Nicolet National Forest. That's according to reporting from WPR. And I wanted to highlight that there's an opportunity to learn more if you're in the area on what's next from Greenlight Metals this Friday in Medford at 6 p.m. at the P-Town Saloon and Grill. So,
hey, if you live in that area, it would be a great idea for you to attend this.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I'd love to hear. You know what they have to say. You know, this is kind of preliminary, so I think we have some a while to go. But you know, this is kind of a testing area. But you know, this could come to Wisconsin. There's another environmental project though at kind of the other part of the state in your neck of the woods. That is happening tonight, or at least is inching forward tonight. The village of Caledonia near Racine could inch closer to another Microsoft data center. We talked about Foxconn before and how the village of Mount Pleasant has turned, or that old Foxconn facility or planned facility had been turned into a Microsoft data center. Well, there's another one potentially coming to the village of Caledonia. And so tonight, the Village Plan Commission is slated to consider rezoning the land for that project. I know we've heard a lot lately on the Civic Media Radio Network about all kinds of data center stuff, data centers all along Lake Michigan, so I thought folks might be interested in that.
And that's something, you know, I mean, we don't have a lot of time, and I know this is probably a bigger all-encompassing story, but ever since the Microsoft announcement on the Foxconn land, I feel like it has just been a barrage of data center information coming through the news as far as businesses wanting to. I've heard lobbyist commercials on the radio. It's becoming the hotly debated topic in the state, especially along our eastern coast that has access to the lake.
Well, and it's all about the water.
It's always about the water. And that's just and that's just something, Charlie, I'm saying out loud now to like talk. Yeah, go on.
Which was also the concern, by the way, during Foxconn, right? There was concern that the Foxconn project would violate the Great State or the Great Lakes Water Compact, right? And I remember having this discussion 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But I did take a look at the proposed water usage and some of the closed loop facilities, and that's an area for further research. I think it's not as much as the Foxconn project had proposed. You also mentioned there's a lot of information coming out about data centers. Well, in the village of Caledonia, it took a while to know who was proposing this data center. It actually took open records and folks submitting open records requests to find out that it was Microsoft, and it took a while. So, you know.
That is
open
okay.
Open records are a good thing.
I know you can't comment on this because you have journalistic integrity, but I don't. That is so snaky that we actually have to file FOIA in order to find out who is behind this. Mm-hmm. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
It is. And it makes you wonder, why wouldn't they want their name to be out there? Are they doing something bad?
Yeah.
I mean, you hide yourself like that. It just makes you go, that seems not good.
Yeah.
And going back to water, I mean, this was the whole thing with Foxconn. That's why they wanted to be here. Mm-hmm. There's lots of people that want our water, you guys.
Yes, they do.
Lots and lots. And we're talking about billions of gallons.
Yeah.
A report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes, again, that's very much on one side, but they found that data centers could withdraw as much as 150 billion gallons over the next 5 years in the U.S. something to keep in mind.
Absolutely.
Shelley Pittman is Civic Media's news director. She joins us every Monday at this time. Thank you so much, Shelley. Really appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, folks. You rock.
Take care.
Bye.
News coming up next, and then David Drake will be here to talk about ducks and PFAS. Mm. That's all on the way. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his side, announces a U.S. plan to end Israel's war in Gaza.
I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, baby, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do.
Hamas is said to be reviewing the 20-point plan. More from CBS's Imtiaz Taieb in London.
The big question is will Hamas accept this? It seems like, given the pressure and the influence that Qatar has, that there is a reasonable chance that the Qatari leadership, or rather the Hamas leadership, will. They're under extraordinary pressure, not just from Qatar, but indeed from your average Palestinian who has suffered, really, under 2 years of terrible war.
Lawmakers have until tomorrow night to act before the federal government shuts down in the first minute of Wednesday morning. CBS